from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, November 24th. Coming up, farmers across the Midwest are upset that ditches and low-lying areas of their fields might end up being protected under the Clean Water Act. We'll have more on the tension between farmers and environmentalists in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed off on a new congressional map designed to give Democrats a partisan advantage for the next 10 years. Hannah Meisel has more.
Democrats who control the General Assembly use their supermajorities to carve up the 17 congressional seats Illinois will have for a decade. There are no guarantees, but mapmakers tried to make 14 of those seats safe for Democrats, leaving just three for Republicans. Even before Pritzker signed the map, the new political boundaries had immediate political ramifications. GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who has been critical of the right wing of his party, quickly announced he wouldn't run for a seventh term, which would have meant facing Congressman Darren LaHood, a much more conservative Republican. And after being drawn into what's supposed to be Illinois' second Latino-influenced congressional district, freshman Democrat Marie Newman announced a primary run against Congressman Sean Casten. The map also pits Republican incumbents Mike Bost and Mary Miller against each other. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is releasing his annual Holiday Safe Shopping Guide, highlighting recalled toys and other products. One new category this year is counterfeit or knockoff toys. Abe Scarve, director of the Illinois PERG Education Fund, says many of those toys don't undergo proper safety testing.
One operation led to the seizure of 155,000 suspected counterfeit toys, some of which tested positive for lead. Toxic chemicals in toys can be incredibly dangerous because they're not visible to the naked eye. Most parents and caregivers, of course, do not have access to lab testing.
Scar says counterfeit purchases are more likely with online purchases where the customer cannot examine toys beforehand. And with the prevalence of COVID-19, he says more online shopping is expected this holiday season. The Holiday Shopping Guide can be found on the Attorney General's website. Next week marks the 158th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. As student journalist Farah Anderson reports, one museum in Illinois is making a rare handwritten copy of the speech available to many guests for the first time.
The yellowed paper, scrawled with cursive writing, rests inside an exhibit at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield. But for the first time, the Everett copy, one of five copies of the address written in Abraham Lincoln's own hand, is accompanied by a QR code. Once scanned, the code takes guests to a website where they can read the text in large print and listen to a reading of the speech. Christina Schutt, the museum's executive director, says that these tools should make the address more accessible, especially for guests with disabilities.
Every museum in America should be that kind of place where people can walk in and feel welcome and feel that their story matters.
Schutt says the museum will add more accessibility measures when they add new exhibits this February. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team bounced back from a blowout loss to Cincinnati on Monday, beating former head coach Bruce Weber and Kansas State 72-64 last night in Kansas City. Alfonso Plummer hit 7 three-pointers for 21 points in the win. Center Kofi Coburn added 23 points and 13 rebounds. Illinois improves to 3-2 on the season. They return home to face UT Rio Grande Valley on Friday night. Still to come, a look at the tension between environmentalists and farmers over what are designated as waters of the United States by the federal government. That story from Harvest Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
Filmmakers Ken Burns, Sarah Burns, and David McMahon take an in-depth look at the three-time heavyweight boxing champion in their critically acclaimed film, Muhammad Ali. With his mesmerizing combination of speed, grace, and power in the ring, and charm outside of it, Ali became an inspiration to people everywhere. At the height of his fame, he influenced Americans' views on racial prejudices, religious biases, and the role of sports in society. Learn how you can stream the four-part documentary at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Biden administration is looking to redefine what a body of water is. The definition matters. It drives the federal rules landowners have to follow. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports the upcoming changes put farmers and environmentalists at odds.
Chris Brundick farms 450 acres in south central Missouri, raising hogs and cattle and growing soybeans and corn. We're in his truck on a rainy fall day. Behind us are acres and acres of soybeans. In front of us is a ditch that has a couple of inches of water in it.
This is hardly a creek, and this, in my opinion, should not be classified as a water of the U.S.
Brundig says under the Obama administration, this ditch was classified as a water of the United States. That limited what he could do on the land next to it. The Trump administration reversed that rule, making only a fraction of rivers, streams, wetlands, and creeks like Brundig's part of the definition. Brundig is worried the Biden administration will set rules that will put it and other minor creeks back into the definition, and that could reduce the amount of crops he can grow and make food more expensive. Brundig might have to use less fertilizer and weed killer, and that might mean he couldn't plant anything.
But if you start eliminating these acres that are sitting behind us right now, Jonathan, you know, enough of this is going to create a large enough impact that it's going to increase, it could create more shortages.
Brundig has his own idea on what waterways should make the cut.
I think that there are some that need to be. It just, the word navigable is key.
That would be rivers and lakes that can carry boat traffic. Some environmentalists say that's far too narrow.
We need to make sure that we're protecting all the waters of the United States, not just the ones that people can boat in.
Jen Pels is a biologist and attorney with the environmental group Wild Earth Guardians. She says it may be tempting to exclude a ditch that's dry 11 months out of the year in the waters of the United States definition, but it's still a critical part of the bigger water system.
And then that 1 month out of the year, those chemicals or whatever they are that are in, it gets dumped, gets washed down by a big storm event into a creek that gets washed into a perennial waterway, which gets washed into a bigger river, then you have a water quality problem.
Pels wants to go back to the Obama administration's rules. Better yet, she says, include even more creeks, streams, and tributaries. She's also concerned the Biden administration may be too willing to compromise with big ag. But some environmentalists are willing to seek middle ground. Jim Karpowitz with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment says perfect can't be the enemy of good.
As an environmentalist, I'd like to be sort of on the practical side of the fence and be able to take steps that can get done in order to initiate them immediately.
David Aiken, a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Nebraska, says don't count on a compromise.
I don't know that there's a needle or thread that would avoid all court challenges. This is just such a controversial issue. It's going to end up before the Supreme Court ultimately.
The Trump reversal of the Obama rules did end up in court. The result tilted more to what Trump wanted than what Obama imposed. Now, Aiken says, it's up to Congress to clarify things. Chris Brundig wants that too.
We never know with clarity what the rule is, and we need something permanent, and we need Congress to do this, but it's just not a topic they want to pick up.
In the meantime, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers are planning a series of virtual roundtables in December and January on what the rules should be on what makes something a water of the United States. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions today with a high of 54 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Tim Shelley, Farrah Anderson, and Jonathan All. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.